escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ted Johnson's here. WEEI Afternoons. What's up, Ted?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
We're fighting. Yeah. We're fighting the world. We're fighting each other.
It's a bickering.
It's a one-way street. Patriots are having a conversation. I'm getting yelled at.
Patriots are fighting success out in Minnesota a little bit. Another day of struggles, and that has generated some phone calls. So let's go to the phones real quick before we get to the three-point stance. Bang a couple of these out. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Randy in Providence. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good afternoon.
Good
afternoon, Randy.
So I think, Andy, I think you're being a little overreactionary. I think this is preseason. This is practice. Okay, you find out what you're good at, you find out what you're bad at, and then you game plan accordingly. I mean, Josh McDaniels has like 20 years proven experience of game planning for strengths and weaknesses for both the offense and the guys you're going up against. So if like what you necessarily fail at in practice, like I don't expect them to go out there and, okay, these guys are bad at pass blocking, let's put them on an island against the best pass rushers. You know, no, they, you get rid of the ball quickly.
All right, thanks for the call, Randy.
We're talking about practice, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how silly is that?
Joint practice. I do want to clarify just a little bit. Joint practice is a little bit of an elevation from traditional practice. And some people believe is actually an elevation from, in some ways, preseason action.
Well, like, the coaches believe that.
Yeah, and I believe that, having watched it for years now. Just to catch you up, Ted, I know you were probably listening, but just to catch you up, we had some reports, 11-on-11, Mark Daniels, bunch of sacks in Drake May's early plays, and then on the other side of the ball, actually, Andrew Callahan was like, wow, the Vikings are killing the Patriots defense.
Didn't look good.
I think it was 14 of 16 when I saw for J.J. McCarthy with like 5 touchdowns.
That's the one that gets my attention, because the Patriots defense has yet to really be carved up.
Yeah, well, it was in this segment.
And
it sounds
so,
like.
And without Justin Jefferson, mind you. So that is a little bit concerning. I think you're both right in a lot of ways. I mean, we only have what we have in front of us to judge off of.
That's not good. You have to share the W with me. You don't like
fine.
Sharing with.
And so we're just giving our opinions on what we think the state of the team is based on what we've heard up to this point.
Don't you like when Ted, though? See, I'm okay. Right now, I'm okay with it. If bad habits and tendencies don't get fixed over the next month, you know, I may coach them up as opposed to worry about, like, oh, everything's perfect now. Like, it's not going to be, because you've pointed out time and again, it's a back-to-back four-win team. Vrabel is taking over where 43 out of 90 guys, actually now it's 45 out of 90 guys are brand new, literally half the team. Like,
which
there's so much work to do.
A good thing. It's not a bad thing. When people reference that, they make it sound like it's a bad thing. No, they needed a lot of good players, better players. Look, I think it goes both ways. I will say this, in this business, I like to just judge and make predictions and opinions based on what I'm seeing up to this point.
Yep.
And so what I'm seeing up to this point is I don't necessarily like it. So that makes me more concerned going into the season. Does that mean they're going to be playing this bad when the season starts? No, but the indicators would suggest that it could be a possibility, and that's something that we have to consider.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Chris in Groveland. What's up, Chris?
How are you today?
Good. Chris?
Good. I have a Mike Vrabel story that correlates with the offensive line. I'll try to be quick and coherent, so please bear with me. About 20 years ago, the Patriots ran a promotion where they would have one player each week who would sign autographs and photos. When Mike Vrabel did it, rather than sign a photo, he signed a children's book, and I don't believe he was the author, but he was involved with the board of directors that put out the book or whatever.
Okay.
And it was called The Hog Mollies and the Pickle Pie Party. And I think what the offensive line needs is a firm identity. I think the offensive line should be the Hog Mollies for the rest of the season. Give them an identity and let them focus on that.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris.
Got to read the book to maybe understand fully what Chris is trying to.
Such a great story.
The Hog Mollies and the who?
The Pickle Party or something like that. I do remember. I remember hearing about it. I don't believe I ever read it, but I do. And Hog Mollies was somebody's term for the offensive line. It was definitely offensive line related, big guys, something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I'd have to read the book to really understand what he's talking about. Yeah.
But I think what he was getting to is an identity would be run the ball, right? Like, you know, let those guys fire out. Let's not go throw the ball 50 times and make them block Jonathan Grenard or Max Crosby a bunch of, like. And I think that's what Vrabel plans to do, right? Play the game on their terms, hopefully.
Just on the offensive side.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, I do think, but you know, I don't know. I think it's such a it's kind of the cliche deep former defensive player comes in as the head coach, and we're just going to run the ball.
So are they?
Hold on.
Sorry, go
ahead. And so it's kind of this, like, that's what you would expect him to say, and that's probably what he. But he also wants to be smart, and he wants to be good situationally. He wants to be good on third down. He wants to make kind of lower the turnovers. Those are all going to be what he thinks is part of the identity. But yes, the bread and butter is a physical run game, and then everything is kind of comes off of that.
And every lineman I've ever talked to would rather run block than pass block.
Yes.
Yeah, like that's as
overly
simplified as I can put it.
Because it usually means you got a lead and you can just wear down.
Firing out.
But it's easier, but it's nastier.
Yes. Oh, it's physical. It's violence. Absolutely.
So, like yesterday, Ted, for example, the Pats won the 2-minute drill on the busted play with the 70-yard wheel route TD to Travion Henderson. Vrabel didn't just want to walk off the field like, full of false sunshine and bravado. Got him back out there, ran another drill. They didn't do well in it. I heard this yesterday from Phil Perry. And he was almost more content that they got back out there, ran another drill, and then had a mistake that he could coach up and take back into the drawing board in the meeting room. And I feel like, sure, today, they're getting it handed to him a little bit, and it was expected to a certain degree, but they're not on the Vikings level yet. So this is a good chance for them to learn and learn a lot.
Well, yes, that all sounds nice. It does, but this is big boy ball, and you got it. Can we get flashes? Can we get some flashes of maybe they're starting to figure things out? I haven't heard really reports of that.
No.
Where you're like, you know what? They got their ass kicked in this drill, but in this drill, they looked. They had some moments where they looked like they were the better team. Kind of like it was with Washington. They had flashes where they were the better team. You haven't heard that to be the case with Minnesota.
We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute, but it is 3 o'clock or shortly thereafter. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three.
Easy as one, two, three.
Pass turn up!
WEEI Afternoons.
Just building some suspense back behind the glasses.
I
tell
love
you time,
a long dramatic pause. That's
absolutely
great.
You never know what's going to happen next here on the 3-Point Stance on WEEI Afternoons. Brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you and your pickle party got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy will lead us off. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Go ahead.
Never done this before, but we're going to use the show poll as my 3-point stance today. I put it out earlier this morning at Jumbo Hart. Heading into his critical second season as Patriots QB, what is your biggest concern, question regarding Drake May's development? And the options I put were turnovers, leadership, ability to win, or other. It's rare that I agree with all the fans and the voters and the people on Twitter, but today I do. 68% said the biggest concern is turnovers. Second was 25%, the ability to win. I actually think those two things are tied in closely.
They're very tied.
So therefore, if you fix the turnovers, your ability to win will go up. You know what people didn't vote for?
What's that?
Leadership. 1% of the vote, the lowest I've ever seen in any of our polls, 1% of the vote. I'm with you. I don't worry about his leadership. I think he handled a ridiculously tough season a year ago very well. I think he handled a tough end of his career at North Carolina very well. I think he will handle the leadership role in the team with a little push and guidance from Mike Vrabel very well. Drake May's development is all about on the field, taking care of the football. His leadership is just fine. And we'll talk to him about it every Monday here on WEEI Afternoons.
And the 4 interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Go.
I also think it's fair to assert that you asked biggest. Like, people may still be concerned about it, but it's not the biggest concern.
Right. And guess what? If he fixes, if he stops turning it over and he wins more games, the leadership will come naturally.
That is a fair way to put it. Right? Why do you say that? So let's flush this out a little bit. Why?
Well, I think it's always easier to lead as a winner, playmaker, scorer, like whatever.
If you're not playing good,
right?
Who wants to listen to somebody that doesn't, you know, play very good?
Yeah. Like, I think Drew Bledsoe, your quarterback, for a while, people liked and loved the way he would go to the podium and take accountability. Yeah. And then when you do it in losing effort after losing effort, people roll their eyes. Yep. They get, and you're like, wait, Drew's saying the same words, but the reaction is different. Why? The scoreboard.
That's exactly
is that
right.
Why David Andrews got trotted out for so many years as the first guy? Because he took the bullets for the team when they kind of STU-OK?
It's absolutely tough to do. Like, anybody can lead when you're winning, in my opinion. Like, it's easy to be a leader, fall in line. Oh, we got 7 captains. We're all awesome, blah, blah, blah. No, there was an absolute poop storm last year in New England. Can we agree that Foxborough was a mess?
It has been for a few years.
Right.
Everybody just used last year.
Mess.
It's been a mess for a while.
I only picked last year just because Drake May was part of that.
Okay.
He lived that. And I think he did a really nice job. So the head coach says Drake May won the job, but he's not going to start. Mm-hmm. I think he handled that like a professional, right?
How did he handle it?
He said all the right things.
Yeah.
All the right things.
Yeah.
And that's part of being a leader, right?
Yeah.
Doing what's in the best interest of the team. Mm-hmm. Did he probably want to say, wait a minute, if I won the job, why don't I have the job? Like, he probably wanted to say that, but he can't say that publicly. That's a natural feeling. Mm-hmm. And then when he took over, he was deferential to Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. Some people actually thought he was too deferential at times to Jacoby Brissett and wasn't enough of a hard-o leader. I think he's, and the offensive line, I can tell you, every game he started the following Monday, we asked him about the offensive line.
Never threw him under the bus.
Not once.
Not once.
So Drake,
I hear what you're saying. The leadership is a concern, but it's the least of the concerns. So your fans got it right.
And just like the vote, it's like it's a little sliver of concern that I'll worry about down the road if all the other stuff gets fixed.
Correct.
Okay.
There you go. We'll put a pin in that one for now. Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready, my friend?
I most certainly am ready. This one is going to be full of optimism and cheer, so it'll probably go over like a lead balloon.
What a concept on this show today. Go ahead.
I just want to say, because this is probably the only time I'll ever get to say something like this, I'm just so damn proud of the baseball team, the Little Leaguers, in my hometown, Braintree, Massachusetts. Braintree American Little League. They just got the game underway from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, as part of the Little League World Series. They're currently facing South Carolina. Everyone around here is so excited. We have so few things we can all agree on, so few things that are must-watch, must-get-together moments, things that could even bring together the likes of Stiz and Dan and Ted and Andy, myself, even Adam Jones to make a rah-rah hooray for Braintree video, now available at WEI Afternoons, of course on Instagram Instagram and Twitter as well. It's been so nice for everybody to come together in support of this team. I don't know how far they're going to go. I don't know if they're going to even be able to pull off one win, although if they can play like Fairfield did last night, that would be nice. Just want to say, Braintree, you've made us all proud. South Shore, Massachusetts, New England. Now get out there and give those Gamecocks hell, would you?
Yeah, right now, top half of the first inning, two outs. They are at bat with a runner on first. Stiz is clapping.
It will not be no hit today, Andy.
They will not be.
And by the way, the kid last night who threw the one hitter for Fairfield in the 1-0 win against Metro was on my 12-year-old son's Little League team this year. Hell of a ball player. That was only the second one hitter ever thrown in Little League World Series history. Absolute nice. Money game last night. This is so thrilling to watch these kids get so geeked up. It's really, really entertaining, and how they're able to handle it is remarkable in the face of such competition. Have they ever faced such high stakes at the age of 12? They're not even teenagers yet.
No.
I'd be crying my eyes out. I'd be freaking out, sweating.
The composure of these kids.
Swamp ass.
You,
palms,
Hardo, Andy?
No, but, oh, my God. In this situation? With people
TV,
like us watching on ESPN?
Yeah, they're on. There's people in gyms in L.A. Like, watching this game.
And people remember
this. There's influencers on.
Like, people remember what happens in the Little League World Series. It's become very popular. So you know in your head as a kid, if I boot this ball and we loot whatever, like, people are going to remember that. People are going to see that.
You know what's not, you know what's not.
I wish I was
12 years old again. The drip on these guys.
Like, oh, yeah.
Compared to when we played.
Yeah. I mean, look at these awesome outfits.
The arm sleeves and the cool bandanas they're wearing.
And, Ted, the fact that some of these pitchers, they're 12, have arsenals. They don't just throw fastballs and changeups.
They have multiple pitches they'll come at you with.
Also, according to the Twitch chat, I have a favorite player. I just need to find out who it is. Apparently, one of the Braintree kids said their favorite athlete was Bo Jackson. Whoever that kid is the coolest kid on the Braintree. Right?
I shall endeavor to find out for you.
Wow. Props to Ted for calling it drip.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How come when I say stuff like that, you make fun of me? He gets props.
Because the way it comes out of your mouth and Ted's mouth is a little different.
Ted played at the high level. It's freaking great. It's just so fun to watch.
All right, speaking of Ted, it is Ted Johnson's turn. He and his drip. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic as well. There's been some debate, some talk, some discussion recently over the whether or not Mike Vrabel is a good coach at doing more with less. Andrew Callahan has kind of made this case on different programs in the last couple of days. And I started thinking about it. That is interesting. You know, how good is Mike? You know, when you consider the talent he had in Tennessee, did he overachieve with the talent he had? I would say, yeah, unequivocally, he did. And if you think about it, from his tenure there, Mike was in Tennessee from 2018 to 2023. He had the second highest winning percentage in those seasons in games when he was the head coach for the Titans when they were underdogs. So there were so many games that he was underdogs that they won that gave him the second highest winning percentage during that time. Also, to me, this is the key season. 2021, you remember the Titans, they went 12-2. They were first in the AFC South. And if you remember that year, they had by far the most guys that were placed on IR with 34.
How many?
34 guys. Now, they ultimately got beat in to the Bengals in the divisional round, but the fact that they won 12 games, having 34 guys being put on IR, and the second highest winning percentage of winning games when you were the underdog, to me, those are two very key factors in trying to quantify if Mike is a guy that can get the most out of his talent, and I think he did at Tennessee, and I think he will here.
So I'm going to say two words that will simplify that I believe he did maximize his talent.
Ryan Tannehill.
I'm not a Tannehill guy. And I know people will say, well, he had Derrick Henry. That helped. Yeah, in an era where most people thought running backs were meaningless, his best player was a running back. Who was his second best player? Maybe Kevin Byard. What's his name? The defensive lineman.
When did they take A.J. Brown? 2020.
A.J. Brown, though, was really good there. He took off in Philly. The best years went to Philly.
His best players were his best.
And when your best player it doesn't have a quarterback and he's a receiver?
You know what he did have, though? A really good left tackle in Taylor Lewan. Really good.
See, I think he was Matt Light. A good left tackle.
A little better than Matt Light, but also they had a good defensive line as well.
Sure. No, I'm not saying he didn't have every team has talent, but I just think in the NFL, to make it easy as a coach, you know what you have? Great quarterback. Like, I think it's easy to be Zach Taylor. I think it's easy to be, John Harbaugh, quite honestly. You have Lamar Jackson. You have the best athlete on the field at all time. You have an MVP caliber quarterback.
And yet Zach Taylor finds ways to not get that team in
the playoffs. McDermott. I think Sean McDermott's got an easy ride. I don't think he's a great coach, but you know what he has? Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen gives you a chance to win.
It's
you don't go to a game with Ryan Tannehill thinking.
Part of why I'm excited
he'll
is
win.
To see Mike do what you know his thing here, because Drake May, to me, is so much more talented than Ryan Tannehill. So much more.
Shouldn't even be in the same conversation.
It shouldn't be. There's so many games you watch where he's literally managing the quarterback. He's not letting him throw the football.
Right.
I mean, ever. And they're still winning football games. So now you have a guy that can be a dynamic piece at that position. You just hope that there's no restrictions, that it's a wide open offense, and that it's not this 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of mentality that you see with former defensive coaches becoming head coaches.
I've wondered this for a while, Ted. Do you think, guys, that we might need to recalibrate expectations for Drake May this year along the lines of what a good season for Tannehill was? McDaniels and Arthur Smith are two completely different offensive coordinators. I'm sure their playbooks only look alike in the fact that they have X's and O's. But, I mean, is that kind of what we need to, like, are they going to keep him in Tannehill safety mode?
Well, but,
no way.
I mean, some of the numbers Tannehill put up,
I think they'll unleash
period,
him a little bit more personally.
But the problem is, Tannehill had Derrick Henry and Taylor Lewan. You were right. Drake May doesn't have Derrick Henry and Taylor Lewan. Like or AJ Brown or yeah. Those, like, so some of that talent that was around him was pretty good. I think Vrabel will be fine. The thing I love from him, and I think it might have been his introductory press conference, Ted, was when somebody kind of alluded to what you just said. Oh, Vrabel, he's a defensive coach. They're just gonna run the ball and do this. And he was like, my best player was my running back. Why would I not run the ball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
coach
yeah.
to your talent.
I mean, that's a fair point.
Who's the best guy now? It's Drake, obviously. It should be Drake. Is there any chance? Is there any chance Drake struggles a bit, and all of a sudden it's like, I guess my best player is Travion?
I think there's a legit question offensively who your best player is. It's supposed to be Drake. You want it to be Drake. Is it Drake? I don't know. I don't have the answer.
TBD. Can I real quick? I know we're up against it. Sorry, Daniel, but just that 2000. So Ryan Tannehill in 2000 and what was it?
2019.
No, it was 2020. The year that Tom Brady was a free agent.
That he went to Tampa, yeah.
He went to Tampa, and I thought for sure Vrabel was bringing him to bringing him to Tennessee. He didn't. I mean, he had 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 2020, followed by 21 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. He just got worse and worse. Ryan Tannehill was kind of like Joe Flacco. Do you remember Joe Flacco had this unbelievable playoff run right that led up to the Super Bowl?
Perfect.
And then he got paid.
That was great.
Tannehill did the same thing. He in 2019, he came in halfway through the season and lit it up, and he was a free agent, pending free agent that following offseason, and got a $100 million deal from the Titans. I just didn't understand. Wow. You know, to me, I thought Mike should have brought Tom in there, but that's, you know, you can't go back and do it over again. Yep. I just was always surprised by that decision.
No disagreeing with that. The boys behind the glass on the midday show at the time actually, because it was his turnaround was so unbelievable, they called it the Tannessance. Like the fact that Ryan Tannehill could flame out with Miami, all of a sudden go to Tennessee and look like what everyone believed he should have been.
You look at a guy's career and you see like a half season where there's brilliance, and I go, and it was always leading up into. That shows me you can do it whenever you want to. If you
money
really
is motivating.
Oh, my gosh.
617-779-7937. We'll be continuing our Patriots talk all afternoon. And up next, that will include our friend Tom Curran, who will try to put all of this in perspective. I know he's not in Minnesota, but he's been monitoring things closely, and he is obviously tied at the hip with Phil Perry. So we'll get Tom Curran's thoughts on joint practices and the development of the Patriots this August. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now. WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
WEEI Afternoons, and let's go right to the guest line. Our buddy Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston joins us. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At drainsbyjames.com, they give a poop about your pipes. Tom Curran, that was Mike Vrabel having a little tete-a-tete with your boy Phil Perry. Did you think Mike Vrabel was a little more touchy today, a little more Parcellian today than usual?
It's funny because I wondered if he would be Parcellian when he went down there, because it seemed as if on Sunday he had a little bit of the red ass, as they say.
Yep.
Much better yesterday, but leading into today's practice, you heard that discussion. Phil went to Georgetown. Big brain on Phil. Smart kid. But I find it hard to believe that Vrabel wasn't up on the conversation with Diggs and Diana Russini, in which Diggs kind of played cat and mouse with his availability for the opener. So, you know, I think Mike likes to joust. So I'm not putting too much into it.
I want to flesh out a little bit more about this Steph Diggs, if you wouldn't mind, TC. You know, there's a lot of stuff kind of propping up. You know, Phil's talking about Steph not really being involved in the Vikings joint practices all that much. At least that was after yesterday's practice. And then, you know, you saw him kind of arrive late to practice against the Commanders. You know, there's talk of maybe this feeling of needing to get Tim the ball early in 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s. You know, you had the pink baggy, you know, story going back from a couple months ago that maybe he's a little bit at times lost on the field. Mm-hmm. And then Todd Downing's comments were kind of eye-raising. Just what are you making of Steph Diggs? Is this just come with it, and this should we should just kind of get settle in and kind of expect little things like this to crop up, or this are these things that are adding up maybe leading to bigger concerns?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see a little bit of smoke, and I base it not on the pink baggie or the when you showed up at practice. Maybe you had an upset stomach. You never know. I base it on Todd Downing explaining that, hey, you know, he needs to refine what he's doing and be in the right place at the right time, in essence, is what he said on Sunday, the wide receivers coach. So that, to me, for a 30-plus-year-old receiver who's making a lot of dough, he's done an unbelievable job, Diggs has, in rehabbing himself and getting out on the field. But is the mental part lacking? And I would imagine, after all his time in the league, it's not lacking because there's not brain power there. It's just it must be frustrating to find him in a position where, for instance, Phil reported that he was not lined up in the right spot in the first 7-on-7 yesterday. It was a little bit of a hitch there. So I would imagine that that's a hiccup. And then for Diggs today to, with Diana Racine, I don't know if you guys have played that for your audience, but just was a little bit of cat and mouse about his own availability with we'll see, not sure about that yet. And he had been all in. So Vrabel seemed to refute any idea of there being an issue, but Diggs was very productive early on in some of the early practices, looked terrific. We were all over the moon about his progress, but he's only had kind of peekaboo moments since. You know, mm-hmm. Sunday he dropped the last ball of practice on the goal line. He had the ball ricochet off of him in the inter-squad scrimmage in the stadium. So, you know, there just seems to be a stance that Diggs put forth today on the heels of Todd Downing's comments that makes me perk up to see if there's a looming pissing contest coming.
So, Tom, on the DEFCON scale, we'll do it, with 5 being okay and 1 being all-out panic. Where are we right now with the way the offensive line has looked out in Minnesota, regardless of whether or not we thought they were going to maybe get it handed to them by the Vikings?
4. I would say it's 4. I mean, 4 being, you know, you're not looking for that. But, you know, they played well yesterday, allowed sacks, no doubt. But as practice wore on, according to Phil and the other folks out there, they played much better. They had some big hits downfield and they got it blocked up. Today it sounded like it was absolutely atrocious, which I thought it was going to be atrocious for 2 days going against that defense. You have a 4-13 team against a 14-3 team from 2024 with a very chaotic defense. So I don't think it's worth panic by any stretch of the imagination. And you know what? If you were panicking, then what? You're not going to import 5 new guys at this point, ride or die.
Tom Karn, NBC Sports Boston, with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Yesterday's practice, and obviously we didn't see it, but sounded like a great, like, Rocky fight, just a slugfest. Like,
yeah.
Grenard knocks out May, but then on the next play he goes deep. Are we going to have to accept that maybe that's what this Patriots offense is going to be a little bit? Like, they have a young, talented quarterback. They now look like they have a game-breaking running back. Maybe it's going to be take the big offensive plays, but also occasionally take your big lumps, and then we kind of evolve as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's really interesting you mention that, because I think they want to be a meat and potatoes offense. They have short-range guys who should be, in the aerial game, their best weapons, Diggs yep. and Douglas. They have a good to very good tight end in Hunter Henry. They have 3 hard running backs. And they have, despite what happened from 1-3 central time, what should be a pretty decent offensive line. Decent, not good. Should approach mediocrity. How's that, Andy? I don't want to go
That's
over
fair.
The top here.
Feel strong.
Let's say they should approach mediocrity this year. So I still don't think that, regardless of what happened yesterday, that their meat and potatoes is going to be flinging it up there. I was trying to rationalize what May might be, because there's been so much hand-wringing, because that's what we're doing until the games come in. And people want him to be a franchise quarterback, and they want him to be that very quickly. Drew Bledsoe, in his second year, led the NFL in passing attempts. Might have had 699. But I do know this. He had 27 picks and 25 touchdowns. He took his team to the playoffs. It's a different era. But I can't imagine Drake May throwing 27 picks. And I can't imagine the Patriots throwing the ball 700 times. So
no way.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is, The third overall pick from 2024 is going to be better than the first overall pick from 1993 when all is said and done. Just accept that there's going to be some times when he backs into a mailbox here and there.
Tom, I want to go on to the other side of the football. Reports are the defense got carved up today, which is interesting. That's kind of the first time I've heard of the defense getting it handed to him, so that's interesting. But the guy that I want to talk about on defense is Kyle Duggars, right? There's a case to be made for maybe keeping him. Clearly, he is maybe falling out of favor or just not high on their list of the top safeties right now. He's getting more reps with the second team. But, you know, the case for keeping him is that he's a serviceable player, right? There might not be any trade partners, and he's a depth piece. And then the case for cutting him is that maybe Mike wants to make an example out of him, and it's a culture-setting kind of thing. How do you think that plays out with Kyle Duggar? What do? They keep him, or do they cut him?
I think if he's good enough, he'll stay. If he is still coming back, and Mike did seem to allude to the fact that he is still trying to get back from where he was after an arduous off-season rehab. So if there is still upside and more in the tank, then they absolutely should keep him. Even if he doesn't play to a $9 million salary, they need him. Well, they don't need him. They need every good player they can manage. But I noticed last week there was a play right before halftime, I believe, was Jalen Hawkins, maybe at the end of the first quarter. Jalen Hawkins made a break on the ball from his safety position on an outside receiver. It was just terrific, and I just haven't seen any of that from Duggar. It does remain interesting to me the number of guys last year or from the previous regime who are being whisked out. And it's too much of a – there's too many of them for it to be a mere coincidence.
Okay, back to the worry scale for me, this time on the defensive side of the ball, Tom. Is it time to wonder, hey, what the hell's going on with Carlton Davis?
I guess. Yeah, I think, but I don't think it's a what the hell. More of a, Davis good? You think he's going to be good? As opposed to, what the hell's going on over there? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy who's had some injuries. I just don't think, you know, he got beat today, seemingly for a touchdown. But he's out there practicing. He's not going to be Stephon Gilmore. I mean, Stephon Gilmore probably better than him right now. But he should be a good long corner. And fortunately for the Patriots right now, I like the way Alex Austin and DJ James have been playing, and Christian Gonzalez will be back out there. But I wouldn't get on August 15th long-term. I wouldn't be DEFCON-y about him either at this juncture.
Tom, before we let you go, this team, the Travion Henderson thing, do you think he can be, we see every year where running backs come into the league, second-round picks, third-round picks, later than that in the draft, and become some of the best running backs in football. Travion Henderson hype train, where are you on that?
I'm in coach. Looking to see if I can move up to business class right now.
Yeah.
I think that they would, you know, there's so much that they need in terms of offensive explosiveness. You know, when Danny Woodhead or Shane Vereen or James White came aboard as running backs with similar skill sets. I mean, James White didn't even see the field. He couldn't break a tackle to save his life in his first year. I thought he was never going to, you know, make the team. Even after 2015, he was not good in that season either. And then his career turned around. But I think Henderson has a different skill set, and I think the team has a different need. They didn't need Shane Vereen in his first year, and he got apprenticed too, to be a significant player. They need as many players as possible who can beat people consistently. And I think Henderson's pedigree, his experience at Ohio State, and his obvious explosiveness means that he could trend a hell of a lot closer to those backs who hit the ground running in the NFL than the ones that we're accustomed to seeing take a year or two here.
All right. He's Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to you next week. You're going to go do a you got a roster projection yet? You close to that?
Phil's on those. Phil's a roster projection. Oh, I just go over them and go, you sure about that, Phil? Phil does all the heavy lifting.
Phil's the man. Phil's the man
smokes
in the arena.
Where would we be without Phil?
Curran the critic.
Where would we be without Phil?
He paid his
quick
dues.
Quick tonight, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, did Phil get the ink out of his new shorts yet?
As long as Phil's on, I'm watching.
Phil's in the A block.
All right, let's go, Phil. Phil Perry, Tom Curran, 6 o'clock.
Look out there, Phil.
Quick slants, NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to you next week. Tom Curran had some interesting things to say there, and I want to react to one about the quarterback position where he made a definitive declaration that I want to run by Ted Johnson and see if he agrees. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is the third overall pick from 2024 is going to be better than the first overall pick from 1993 when all is said and done. Just accept that there's going to be some times when he backs into a mailbox here and there.
That was Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, a few minutes ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed the interview, go back and listen on the Odyssey app. I'll go get the WEEI Afternoons podcast where you get your podcast, Spotify, iHeart, all those places. But that piqued my interest, and I wondered, Ted Johnson, since you played with Drew Bledsoe, you went to a Super Bowl with Drew Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. You kind of went to two because of his role in Pittsburgh mm-hmm. in 2001. That declaration, just matter-of-factly, that this quarterback is going to be better than that team Hall of Fame quarterback. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, how do you quantify better? Is it just stats? Is it wins? Is it, you know, what constitutes better? I think Drake May is just, he's more naturally gifted. He's faster. He's got better. I think he's got a better, I don't want to say stronger arm, but I think he's more accurate. I think he's just from a skill set standpoint, he's just a better all around quarterback. Now, what does that lead to? More wins than Drew? We'll see. I think he has the potential. If you have better traits, then I would assume you're going to have a better, more successful year. But I think, but what Tom was really trying to tell you is that the game of football is so different now. These quarterbacks are protected now more than they ever have. It's more of a passing league. That the numbers and his stats are going to blow away Drew's just because of the evolution of the game has changed so much that it's the numbers for quarterbacks are going to be – there's never going to be another quarterback like there has been in the past get into the NFL Hall of Fame with more interceptions than they had touchdowns.
Right.
Like some have. That won't ever happen again. And Drew – probably midway through his career, really started having issues with throwing interceptions and particularly throwing interceptions at pivotal points in a game. Drake May did that last year. So yep. There's a similar DNA in that sense. I like to think that in his young career, he will figure it out and get better in that area.
And to defend Drake May, I think if you gave him Ben Coates, Terry Glenn, yeah. Curtis Martin, Bruce Armstrong, Sean Ted Johnson, yeah. like that whole defense.
Yeah.
I think Drake May will have a better chance of winning a bunch of games. And look, you know, we're talking about can he win? Well, if you got Curtis Martin behind you, hand it off, or you're in the fog and you throw it deep down the field and Terry Glenn runs underneath it, Terry Glenn would have worked well with Drake
May. What an offense. I mean, Ben Coates, Terry Glenn, Curtis Martin.
Right.
Good
right
Lord.
There.
That's a triumvirate. With prime Bledsoe, and, with Drew before he took so many shots, with Drew before he started throwing off his back foot, Ted. That was prime Bledsoe in 96.
Yeah.
So I think there is probably truth to it, but I always get a little sensitive because, you know, growing up sort of in that Bledsoe era, I think he gets disrespected around here because he was the guy before Tom, and then Brady goes on to be the greatest quarterback in the history of any team, any game, anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I still think Drew is the second best quarterback in Patriots history. So if you're saying Drake May.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So if you're saying Drake May is better than Drew, he's the second best quarterback in Patriots history. He's the only guy he'll be trailing is Tom Brady. How far behind that is, that's a whole thing. But they just gave that
guy
a stature.
He's more naturally gifted than Drew.
Absolutely. Well, the mobility is.
Whether or not he's better than, it remains to be seen.
And I think Drew might have had a stronger arm. I think Drew might have.
Drew had a very strong
arm. But Drew's just going to stand there like the Brady statue and throw the ball. Whereas Drake May can roll out, flick it off his back foot across the field and hit a guy in stride.
You can't run a lot of the play action passes that they can with Drake that with Drew. He just didn't have that mobility. So there's limitations in his game that Drake May doesn't have.
I will say, though, Drake May, one thing he sort of shares with Drew is they were molded or cultivated to be franchise quarterbacks. Like Drew was a big effing deal in college and then number one pick. Drake May coming out of high school was essentially on a track to be a high draft pick in the NFL. They both have that, which is a good or a bad thing. You know, they're not Tom Brady. They're not the 199th pick. Like these are top three, top overall picks. And that's different. I always believe that's different. Like when you walk in the building as that guy, the big swinging, you know what?
Yeah.
You're treated differently. And how you react to that affects how you develop as a leader, things we're talking about, how the fans perceive you, how the media perceives you. So there is a comparison there, like two truly elite draft picks.
I'm trying to think. I remember Drew's second year because it was the year before I got drafted and he lit it up. But what was Drew Bledsoe's rookie campaign like? It wasn't great. Neither was Drake's. So
right.
And then Drew got a hell of a lot better in his second year.
Who had the worst team though? 93 Patriots or 2024 Patriots? I would say 2024 Patriots. Last year's team had no talent.
I don't know. I'm not sure 93 Patriots had a ton of talent either. So it might be a fair comparison. I just thought it was interesting that Tom Curran, who's been there and done that.
Drew had a 49% completion percentage his rookie year.
That was a different time.
Different time. 15 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and he was the first overall pick.
Yeah, 1-1 touchdown interception ratio. Not great.
Does that put things in perspective?
And they won, four games, something like that? Not a lot of great success there. So interesting comparison, I thought, because, you know, we talk about who is Drake going to be compared to. Is it Mac Jones? Is it, you know, Bailey Zappi? Is it Drew Bledsoe? It's not Tom Brady. We're not doing that here because that's not fair to him. But I thought it was interesting that he brought that up. All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to get to this Stephon Diggs audio. He was on the podcast with Diana Russini. They had a nice little sit down. It was 10 plus minutes. He said a lot of interesting things. And if you haven't heard it, we're going to play a few different cuts. I will say Fitzy and I both had a similar takeaway. This guy's kind of good. He kind of sells me on himself and what's going on around here. We'll see if Ted Johnson agrees.
Suckers.
See if
the cheese.
Doesn't seem like Ted Johnson agrees. We'll discuss this Stephon Diggs audio next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.